From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The White House is proposing a budget freeze for most areas of federal spending, but education is one area that would grow under the administration's proposed $3.8 trillion budget blueprint for FY 2011. More from NPR's Larry Abramson.
The Education Department budget would rise to nearly $50 billion under the White House proposal. That's a 7% increase over fiscal 2010. Much of the increase would go to K through 12 education, where the Obama administration is trying to use federal dollars to spark massive change. The president is asking Congress to renew and alter the No Child Left Behind law, which sets policy for elementary and secondary education. The White House version would eliminate punishments for failing schools and focus on incentives for reform. The new budget would add $1.5 billion to the Race to the Top Fund. That program is already providing $4 billion to states that embrace the White House platform for education reform. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
The fate of a U.S. church group arrested by Haitian officials for allegedly trying to bus 33 children out of the country has not been determined. Haiti's communications minister said today there can be no question of taking our children off the streets, though officials there are raising the possibility that members of the Baptist group could be returned to the U.S. for trial. The religious group claimed its members were on a rescue mission. However, a probe is underway to see whether human traffickers may have been involved. Haiti's government has halted all adoptions in the country amid fears that parentless or lost children could be seized or even sold by human traffickers. Toyota says it's shipping new parts to dealers today to fix more than 2 million U.S. vehicles that could suffer from sticky gas pedals. Safety advocates have linked unwanted acceleration in Toyotas to a number of deaths in the past decade. NPR's Frank Langford reports.
Jim Lentz, who runs Toyota in the U.S., said dealers would receive small steel reinforcing bars as early as tomorrow. They could then begin installing them in vehicle accelerator assemblies beginning this weekend. Sounding contrite, Lentz said the world's top automaker had let its customers down.
This is embarrassing for us to have this kind of recall situation. But it doesn't necessarily mean that we have lost our edge on quality.
Consumer Reports, the Bible for many car buyers, say Toyotas overall remain very reliable cars, but that quality has indeed slipped in recent years. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
The nation's manufacturing sector continued to expand for a sixth straight month in January. A key purchasing managers group says its index of national factory activity was up nearly 4 points above analyst estimates. The current reading of 58.4 is well into the expansion category. Any reading above 50 means the manufacturing sector is growing, while a reading below that indicates it's shrinking. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 118 points. The Nasdaq was up 23 points today. This is NPR. The father of the man accused of seeking to carry out a terror plot against targets in New York has been charged by a federal grand jury with obstructing a criminal investigation. According to the newly sealed indictment, the father of Najibullah Zazi allegedly conspired to destroy chemicals, glasses, and masks linked to a terrorism probe. The younger Zazi was charged in September with plotting an attack on New York City with homemade bombs. Fort Worth-based American Eagle Airlines faces a $2.5 million fine from the Federal Aviation Administration. Bill Siebel of member station KERA reports.
The FAA proposes the civil penalty because it says American Eagle failed to adequately ensure the weight of baggage was properly calculated on at least 154 flights flown in 2008. That means the planes could have been too heavy for takeoffs and landings. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says the traveling public has to be confident airlines are following important safety rules. The FAA says the flights in question showed cargo sheet baggage weights disagreed with the company's electronic weight and balance system. And even after the FAA told Eagle of the discrepancy, it flew 39 more flights without correcting the problem. The carrier calls the penalties excessive and inappropriate and says it operates a safe carrier. For NPR News, I'm Bill Siebel in Dallas.
Somali pirates are reported to have freed a Greek-owned cargo ship and its 22-member crew today after receiving a ransom payment. According to a Coast Guard spokesman, the ship was headed for the Kenyan port of Mombasa. Officials say the crew is in good shape. The ship's owner, Order Shipping, confirmed a ransom was paid that would not say the amount. The Marshall Islands-flagged vessel was seized November 11th while in the Gulf of Aden and was carrying a cargo of fertilizer from Kuwait to the harbor of Durban in South Africa. I'm Jack Speer.